This is KCUR 89.3. Many Kansas Cityans know the regionalist painters Thomas Hart Benton and John Stewart Curry. And Grant Wood, who painted the famous American Gothic, was from Iowa. An exhibition in St. Joseph argues there's another name that belongs in this company. KCUR's CJ Janovy explains.
Joe Jones doesn't sound like the name of a great artist. Sounds more like a house painter, which is what Jones was during his early days in St. Louis. Now, his paintings and prints at the Albrecht Kemper Museum in St. Joseph tell powerful stories just like Thomas Hart Benton's.
This one is painted really during the height of the Depression. 1936 is one of the worst years of the Depression, especially in the Midwest.
Museum director Brett Knapp is talking about an oil painting called Farmer with a Load of Wheat.
Perhaps he's lost his farm. Perhaps he's now working as a day laborer. We don't know exactly what his story is. But it clearly is a story of struggle, a story of poverty, a story of difficulties in life.
A few walls away is a more intense work of social commentary. It's a black and white lithograph of a lynching. A father pulling his son down from a tree. Knapp says it's remarkable for a white artist at the time to be rendering this scene.
It's the body language, it's the facial features that really tell the story, the incredible pain in this period, not just for the family, not just for the community, but the incredible pain that we feel as a nation when we see the horrors that happened earlier in our history.
Growing up in St. Louis, Joe Jones taught himself to paint and did well enough that some patrons got together to send him to an artist's colony in Provincetown, Massachusetts.
And instead of getting all the training and classes that everybody expects, he becomes a communist instead.
He ended up in New York, and his shows got rave reviews. During the Depression, he earned federal jobs painting post office murals in Missouri, Kansas, and Arkansas. And he was among the civilian artists who deployed during World War II with a military mandate to depict all aspects of war. But when he came back, his art was different.
Joe Jones wasn't the only one that was one thing before the war and another thing after.
Jim Moffat and his wife, Virginia, have around 40 Joe Jones pieces. It's their collection that's on view at the Albrecht Kemper, along with another 20 pieces on loan from other museums and collectors.
He said a lot on paper and on canvas that grabbed me. He talked about the suffering of people during the Depression. And then he moved beyond that onto a calmer, quieter time.
A time of lyrical landscapes, peaceful boats and placid harbors, impressionistic work where Jones is just rendering the world around him through pure color, form, and line. Jones got a lot of critical acclaim for this work, too, and it sold well. So the Moffats thought it was unfortunate when the St. Louis Art Museum did a big Joe Jones show a few years ago and didn't include this phase of his career.
We feel he got shortchanged in St. Louis.
We wanted them to see the later work that he did, how far he took it.
He was a good artist and was well respected at the time, and he was one of these people that when he died, all of a sudden, poof.
Why he now seems forgotten is a mystery to Corey Sherman North, the curator at the Berger Sanzain Memorial Gallery in Lindsborg, Kansas, and also the curator for the Moffat's collection. She did extensive research to write the essay in the exhibition's catalog.
It wasn't too long after his death in 1963 that people started forgetting, even in his own town, where he settled in New Jersey, in Morristown. They did a retrospective exhibition of the area, you know, just 20 years afterwards, and he was barely a footnote.
The Moffats say they hope their show brings back some of the attention he deserves. So does one particular visitor to the museum.
I'm here to see my father's exhibition.
Oh, excellent.
Jamie Jones brought his family from Miami to St. Joseph for the show. He says he's getting more requests to reproduce his father's work. Maybe because of its earlier themes.
What it was really like to be on the ground, to be a person with a family, to be struggling with poverty or injustice, racial injustice especially, those are the things that got the attention of my father at a very young age, and people are rediscovering them. Because I think the mood of the country is changing, and there's an interest in these things.
His father died when Jamie Jones was 12. But whether he's looking at a political piece or something impressionistic, Jamie Jones says he always gets the same feeling.
Every time I look at a painting or a print or a lithograph or watercolor that my father did, I feel a sense of contentment and peace within myself. After all, he was my father.
What's interesting is I'd never heard of Joe Jones, and I get the same feelings. For KCUR 89.3, I'm CJ Janovy.
The Joe Jones exhibit at the Albrecht Kemper Museum in St. Joseph runs until September 10th, with extended hours this weekend for visitors in town for the eclipse.